Welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional. This show is for Saturday, February the 13th. We're in the second hour. Our show runs from 10 a.m. to noon, and we're going to have our next caller, Paul in New Mexico. How are you this morning, Paul?
Hey, we're doing just fine. What I was calling about is to find out whether you might have had time to assess Sam Kennedy's agenda, the Restore America plan, where he wants to restore de jure sovereign law. You know, he doesn't give out a lot of details, but I didn't know if you knew about, of course, he's on RBN every Sunday evening. Have you been exposed to that?
No, I surely haven't. And like I say, you know, I'm just overwhelmed with information here, callers calling in and giving me stuff. Tell me again, Sam Kennedy?
Yeah, Sam Kennedy, he's on Sunday evenings. I think you can see there on the RBN schedule there. And he's, I think, if you look in the archives, the RBN archives broadcast on January the 31st and also last week on the 7th. He reviews some of this. He doesn't go into a whole lot of detail on the radio, but it's right down the line of what you're talking about, a restoring sovereign law and de jure system of jurisdiction. And I don't have the capacity to understand it all. As you say, the law is complicated, but it sure sounds like something that he's real positive will work.
Well, and you know, the more I learn about this, you know, I've been looking for that Holy Grail, Paul.
Right.
And I've recently found it, but I haven't had a chance to, you know, to fulfill the requirements yet.
Well,
but I've actually found, and it's been a long, hard search, something called a basic checklist to freedom. And this is from the folks at the Freedom School. And as you get into it, it says here, things that you have to do to be a free man in good standing with them, because, you know, you can mess this up and, you know, be a tax protester and lose all your cases because you haven't prepared yourself, you know, to go up against the court and opt out of the domicile of the federal United States. And so, you know, he has a whole checklist here, which I just find fascinating. He says, first, get a computer and a high-speed internet connection if you don't already have one. Go to the Sovereignty Education and Defense Ministry website and the Family Guardian website. Secure your computer. That's number two. And he gives you a link here, Computer Technology and Information Security. Quit using identifying numbers and correct existing EIN applications. And he says the only people with a legal requirement to do this are government employees and public officers. And then he goes on to say why it is illegal for me to request or use a taxpayer identification number, why you aren't eligible for Social Security, and then it tells you how to tell your employer, you know, how not to withhold from your check.
Yep.
So it's a whole listing, and again, it's just amazing. I haven't had a chance to go through it all, but it really is the Holy Grail, in my opinion, of how to get free.
This what you're mentioning is a good agenda for an individual, but what Kennedy has planned, he's got a document and a whole plan set up. But this would go nationwide, state by state, or as he says, republic by republic, and he's looking for a head person in each republic, which would be a coordinator, and then other people to support. And if you investigate this thing, it sounds like it's a matter of changing over the courts so that we're no longer under this corporate
law.
Well,
Paul, we got to go back to break. Stay with me here, 3 minutes over the break. We got to have our sponsors do their advertisements, and we'll be back with Positively Unconstitutional.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
And welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional. I believe we've still got Paul in New Mexico on the line. And, Paul, I found this. The document is called, so if you want to go to Freedom School, search for a document called Path to Freedom.
Okay. Is that the same? That's the same agenda that Dr. Sam Kennedy's got.
And, of course, you're right. This one is for an individual, you know, what you need to do and how you need to go through it. And sounds like what Sam is doing is for everybody to try and get, you know, real lawful law back into practice.
Yeah, that's what impressed me, that this is a nationwide movement that would be quick and one sure blow to turn everything around in the legal system. And if you go back and listen to those rebroadcasts, I think you'll pick up on what he's trying to do there.
And I'll try and do that if I can just find the time.
Yes, sir.
You know, this is the how they defeat us is with ignorance, and everything takes time to learn. And of course, if they would teach us about self-responsibility when we were in school, and about the Constitution, and about lawful activities, and just like our previous caller mentioned, that you don't need a license to do anything that's lawful. And, to allow the government to get in every aspect of your life, you know, I've only recently just come to realize that, you know, they create this straw man, this fiction, and then when you marry your wife, you marry the state. And this is how come they're entitled to 30-year assets upon your death, because you're married to the state.
Well, listen to what Sam has to say there, and I think you would be a great asset to what he's doing. So I think that would accomplish a lot. But we sure appreciate you and enjoy the show. Keep up the good work.
Hey, thanks for your call, Paul.
Okay.
And you have a great Saturday afternoon and the rest of the weekend. You guys got a bunch of snow up there where you're at in New Mexico?
We do. We live up pretty high. We're in a remote area, and, boy, it's still here. I go skiing every night on the cross country, so we're okay.
Well, you just enjoy the snow.
Okay.
And, we're going to move on to our next caller here.
Thank you, sir.
You have a great day, Paul. Caller Jim in Kansas. Jim, what do you want to talk about?
The 13th Amendment for the United States of America is different than the 13th Amendment of the United States of or the Constitution of the United States of America.
So you're saying one is the organic Constitution and the other is the corporate Constitution.
Right, and the I recommend everybody go to DirtyUncleSam.com and have your speakers on.
DirtyUncleSam.com, huh?
DirtyUncleSam.com. You'll enjoy listening to that guy make a 20-minute speech about the 14th Amendment. Very enlightening. And you don't have to read anything. Just watch and listen. And I'll let you go back to your next caller. Bye.
All right. Hey, thanks for your call, Jim, in Kansas. And there you have it. Go and listen to DirtyUncleSam.com. Of course, not right now, after the show. And you'll find out about how they've tricked us all into commerce. And I'm going to take the last caller's advice and go to my next caller, Richard in Texas. Richard, are you out there?
Yes, I am. Hi.
Hey, Richard, what's going on?
This is off topic, but not really. I hope you're aware of Deborah Medina and as a Republican candidate for governor in Texas.
Absolutely. I'm a big fan, and I want to advocate that everybody vote for Deborah Medina and to get these criminals, you know, Rick Perry, this internationalist, let's be nice and call him an internationalist. He's trying to confiscate 1 million acres of ground in Texas and give it to foreign powers.
Right.
Kay Bailey Hutchison, you know, a big-time tax and spend advocate. And, of course, Deborah Medina, who is willing to be governed by the Constitution and the people as it should be.
Absolutely. I'm a big fan as well. I don't know if you've heard this morning, but apparently Glenn Beck had her on his radio show yesterday. And he set her up for a total trashing by addressing the subject of 9/11. I thought Deborah's response, which was not accusatory in any way, just said, I think there's questions, was wonderful. However, Glenn Beck just trashed her. The rest of the mainstream media is trashing her this morning, saying that her campaign has imploded, flamed out, and that sort of thing. It's simple to do a search to pull up this interview with Beck and Medina, and Beck is showing his true colors that I believe mean that he is a...
I've said this before about Glenn Beck and Rush Limbaugh. You know, where were they for the last 8 years of George Bush when all this tyranny was coming down, when all this Patriot Act was being passed and this Homeland Security bureaucracy was being done and, you know, we're being forced closer and closer into the one world order and, you know, they advocated this financial collapse that, you know, just doubled the base, you know, and inflated our income 2-to-1. You're seeing, you know, exploding deficits, $1.3 trillion deficit, and it's just out of control.
Well, I hope you and your listeners will search this up. It's a fairly short thing, 6 or 7 minutes perhaps, and it is just so telling. It needs to be spread around, and, you know, we need to continue to build the support for Deborah as well as show Glenn Beck to be what he is.
Well, and I think the most, you know, the biggest thing that we can say about Deborah Medina is property taxes.
Absolutely.
You know, she wants to eliminate property taxes. She wants to give people real ownership again. Think how tremendous it would be for the state of Texas if all property taxes were eliminated and people were allowed to keep this money. Think of, you know, myself, you know, it's several thousand dollars per year that I pay in property taxes just on my personal residence. And, you know, if I had this money, if every of the 20 million people in Texas were given, you know, this you know, I don't know what it is, $1,500 to $5,000 a year back that they could spend and consume with. And, of course, this would make rents in Texas much cheaper for people who wanted to move here from, say, California, you know, where, you know, an average house costs $1 million. In fact, we're having this kind of a real estate mini boom in the Dallas area right now. I'm told that, you know, rents for, you know, nice homes are exploding because a lot of people are leaving California because it's bankrupt and there's no jobs out here and the economy here in Texas is much better.
Yes, with what's going on in the economy right now, you know, you almost are scared to have too healthy economy by who it'll attract to overpopulate the state and bring it down.
Well, again, you know, as Deborah Medina pointed out in her debate, that, you know, all these taxes are a drag on the economy. And, you know, I can tell you as a small business owner that, you know, the greatest problem that you have is supplying all this documentation and financial reporting to all these government entities who come out of the woodwork in order to tax you and collect a fee.
Absolutely. And, well, it's so ridiculous because the people have no control over the valuation put on their houses, and, you know, the taxes can go up and up and up, and you don't really own your property as long as that's hanging over your head.
And absolutely true, and, of course, we can all see the effect of this easy money policy that we've had for the last 10 years that has inflated the price of real estate across the entire nation. And so every year your valuation went up for 10 years. They charge you a bigger and bigger and bigger tax bite. Now, you know, of course, we have deflation in the housing market. Prices of houses are going down to where, you know, they're, well, of course, they still haven't reached any semblance of any kind of reality. And then you have this, you know, somebody sent me this week, this IndyMac slap in the face. What they've done with IndyMac Bank, how they've sold it to these Goldman Sachs insiders at Western Bank. And then, you know, they sell the mortgages at 70% of the amount due and owing. And then whatever amount that they sell that loan for or they sell the underlying asset for, the difference between the original outstanding amount and the sales price is then paid to the bank. So, you know, it's hard to understand what I'm saying unless I give you an example real quick.
These guys find so many ways to create income out of providing nothing to the economy or any real wealth and just manipulating these financial instruments around. You know, nothing surprises me anymore.
I mean, but this is just incredible. I mean, think about it. IndyMac had millions of mortgages. And in California, the average mortgage was probably $500,000. So imagine you had a house that had $500,000 owed against it. Well, when the bank came in and bought out the other bank, they bought it at 70%, or they bought that loan for $350,000. Then they turned around and sold the house for $250,000. So you go, oh, they lost $100,000. Well, no, because now the Fed comes in and gives them the difference between the original amount owed, $500,000, and what they sold it for, $250,000. So not only is their $100,000 loss wiped out, they have a guaranteed $150,000 profit on every single loan, Richard.
After never putting out any capital in the first place.
And didn't pay a penny for it, you know, just signed the note, you know. It must be great to just be able to create money out of thin air and just have an unlimited line of credit that, you know, you can run any business you want. You just borrow more and, you know, you run out of money. No problem.
The cards fall down, of course.
All we got to do is pay the interest on it at, you know, 4%. And this is how they're bankrupting the total economy. They're destroying the middle class. The price of everything is going to just hyperinflate at some point when all this, you know, TARP money gets into the economy.
Yep, although it's so interesting to watch all the currency issues going on around the world now and how the dollar is actually strengthening because the euro is falling and all the troubles in Europe. Of course, that's all temporary stuff, but funny to watch it washing back.
You know, anybody that understands money understands that the euro was a flawed system from the very beginning. And the reason the system is flawed is because every country in the European Union can borrow from the European Central Bank at the same interest rate. And these rates are unchangeable and inflexible.
And I got to run. Great show. Thank you.
Thank you. Richard, we've got to go to break here. And you're listening to Phil Posderick and Positively Unconstitutional.
Utopia Silver believes it is your God-given and constitutionally protected right to make your own health care decisions however you choose. You have a right to truthful information about natural alternatives for healing and preventing illness. We don't sell drugs or tell you just to ask your doctor about expensive medications that only manage disease symptoms and have side effects that lead to still more medications in an endless spiral. Instead, we provide you with honest information and quality products so you don't have to depend on drugs. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, but we also make and distribute some of the best colloidal silver, colloidal gold, and other top-notch supplements available anywhere. Take charge of your health and support our health freedom battles by visiting us at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASILVER.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338. This is Ben Taylor, and you will be appreciated in Utopia.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional. And we've been talking with different people about all these wonderful statutes and codes out there. And the reason that I brought up earlier this email that I got from Jerry this morning that points out that since everyone is a resident and not an inhabitant. Now, Jerry is an inhabitant. Jerry has changed his domicile, and he is an inhabitant of the Republic of Arkansas. And you think that, you know, when you do this, well, oh, the local municipality is going to come and give you a bunch of headaches and a bunch of problems. And that's why, you know, you have to take steps while you're doing this to immunize yourself from becoming a target for enforcement or criminal prosecution. And so Jerry has informed me that he's got a couple of different ways that he does that. And basically, you have to understand this. Government is force, and force comes out of the barrel of a gun, as Mao Zedong said. So once we understand that government is force, and we know that, you know, they're not here to help us, I've heard them described as, you know, sharks. They're predators. You know, they're not here to, you know, to help you. They're not here to protect you. They're not protectors. They're predators. And so you have to have something in your back pocket in order to, you know, encourage government to not incarcerate you. And so one of the things that Jerry likes to have in his back pocket is a lawsuit, and you can go out and research this. Go to your law library, make a copy of it. It only costs a few bucks. And read it and understand it. It's called Vernon Bounds versus Bobby Smith. And I've never read the case. I only understand just what I've been told about it. But apparently the case was of an inmate who sued the warden for not having a law library or not having access to a law library. And, of course, you know, if you'll go and you'll read this introduction to becoming a free man and you understand, you know, some of these legal definitions of word access means that, you know, you can go there when you want. You can use that property as you see fit. And, of course, you know, no prisoner in any jail has this kind of a thing. But basically, it costs about $500,000 per facility to put in even the simplest law library. And so, you know, if you're arrested, you know, you can always threaten to sue the county for not having this law library. And, you know, when you don't, and of course, you know, your preference would be not to do it, but of course, if you want to exert some force of your own out there to let people know that you're not to be toyed with and you're not to be pursued for any of these things, then, you know, it's going to cost them millions of dollars to comply with their own laws. And once we understand that, you know, as our previous caller said, that anything that, you know, the state can license you to do, well, it must be lawful because they don't give any licenses for doing unlawful things, that then you can absolutely do any of those lawful things without a license. You know, and so this whole idea that you need a license to travel on the public right-of-ways is nonsense. You know, the idea that you need a license to cut hair is just simply nonsense. You know, you start to get into, and as we did earlier about the medical, and apparently somewhere in the Texas statute it says, you know, if man or other animal. And so the Texas statutes actually refer to us as animals. And in any case, it's wise to make it so that, you know, any IRS prosecutor or anybody who might want to attack you knows that, one, you understand your rights, and two, that, you know, you're not lame out here and that you know how to protect yourself from them. And once they understand that, then they'll move on to a more ignorant, easier target, and you'll be out of the woods with them. So it is possible, but we have to understand the rules to the game, and we have to understand um, that everybody, since they become residents and or resident aliens, and therefore are acting agents of the federal government, that, of course, they're going to think that it's unfair that you can opt out of the system, and yet they can't opt out of the system. And there's just, you know, I have so much work to do to try to find, you know, the rest of the answers. But at least I have a checklist here. And again, the document is called Path to Freedom, and you can search for it at Freedom School. And it's, again, a comprehensive document, totally incredible. As we said, you know, government is predators, not protectors. So when blood's in the water for a corrupted government in the legal profession, is legal ignorance or ill-preparedness indicators that your blood in the water includes that you don't understand your rights and that you don't immediately recognize when your rights have been violated by your opponent. And so, of course, you know, they have a form. It's called the Enumeration of Inalienable Rights. And, you know, it's just incredible how thorough the Freedom School has been to go out there and just get, you know, all these forms and things out there published. And we've come to half past the hour. We've got to go back to break. You're listening to Positively Unconstitutional.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Hey, every day is the weekend. I stay up, so I sleep in. Hey, every day there's a reason to just do it.
Welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional. And we were just talking about not making yourself a target for the government to attack. And the way you make yourself a target is because you don't prepare yourself, you don't understand your rights, and you don't immediately recognize when someone violates your rights. And, of course, you know, in this course, there's an entire list of every single thing that you need to understand in order to, you know, diffuse these people. And I'm just going to quickly go through a quick list here and let you know about some of the things that are out there. One, you know, you don't understand what your rights are, again, and you don't immediately recognize when your rights have been violated by your opponent. So they recommend that you go to the form index, to form 10.002, the enumeration of inalienable rights. Then the great IRS hoax, form 11.302, chapter 4, know your citizenship status and rights. If you do not understand the subject of jurisdiction and you do not know how to challenge jurisdiction, see Federal Jurisdiction Form 05.018. Federal Enforcement Authority within States of the Union. You can use government identifying numbers or tolerate their use against you by others without correcting them. This constitutes fraud on your part and makes you into a public officer or federal personnel within the government. I mean, absolutely amazing that, you know, one law makes you subject to prosecution under another law. And, of course, this is the way they want to write the laws, so that no one can avoid entanglement. And if you're unprepared, then they come in and fleece you. About Social Securities and taxpayer identification numbers on government forms and correspondence. Why it is illegal for me to request or use a taxpayer identification number. Why you aren't eligible for Social Security. Is Social Security the mark of the beast? When you engage in presumptions and do not challenge the presumptions of others, see presumption, the chief weapon for unlawfully enlarging federal jurisdiction. This is the whole crux of the matter, is that you're presumed to be an American citizen with a small c, and you're presumed to have a domicile in the District of Columbia. So you apparently live in Washington, D.C. You earn all your money in Washington, D.C. You are a resident of Washington, D.C. Therefore, you are not an inhabitant. Therefore, you're not eligible to hold public office, at least as a senator or a congressman. And according to Article 1, Section 2, Paragraph 2, and Article 1, Section 3, Paragraph 3, which, as I said, you know, just came to me this morning. And, you know, this presumption that these statutes and codes are for everyone in society rather than the society of the Bar Association or the legal society, which where they were intended to be have jurisdiction over. You're also ill-prepared if you falsely and erroneously call yourself a taxpayer, or if you don't argue with people who call you a taxpayer. And, of course, if you don't even know what a taxpayer is, then you need to go to this document, who are taxpayers, and he needs a taxpayer identification number. And there's a form for that, too. So just absolutely amazing information here. You're a target if you falsely and erroneously call yourself a citizen, with a small c, or a resident of the United States. Because, frankly, whenever anybody uses the term United States anymore, you'll have to ask them what the legal definition is of United States is within the particular statute that's being enforced. Because, remember, we've got 183, maybe 185 different definitions of what United States means. So you need to understand why you are a national, a state national, and constitutional, but not a statutory citizen. So again, you know, it's all about the syntax and the semantics. It's all about the words. And of course, all these, you know, words are used in different contexts from a normal comprehension of what that word might mean. And so, you know, again, a lot of things are legal, but not lawful. Let's take another caller here. Mike in Maryland. Mike, are you out there?
Yeah, hi. I'm really enjoying your show. Got a lot of really good information there. And I saw Bernard's film and from thinkfree.ca. Of course, the impetus for him getting involved was the state taking away his child from him. And then he realized that, according to the law, he had no recourse. It's a heartbreaking thing. But let me, I'm not trying to intentionally stir the pot. I'm just trying to kind of like get some kind of consensus or kind of like sort things out. I would like to see maybe a couple of people have like a panel discussion. And let me just throw this at you. According to D.B. Kidd, the gold fringe flag, the name of capital letters, you know, the whole thing of, you know, this is all patriot myth. Virtually everything you're saying on your show is patriot myth, that if people become entangled in that, they're going to wind themselves up in court. And she touts Tom Crier from Live Free Now as the great poobah on this. But according to Ralph Renterow, the last time he defended somebody in court, she wound up 10 years in jail. So I just was wondering, what, you know, to get your opinion on that. Because according to D.B. Kidd, this is all malarkey, you know, and I'm not saying it is. Don't get me wrong. because I think what you're saying has merit, and maybe it's completely true, but, you know, this is just the kind of thing, you know, that people say. I just wanted to get your opinion on that.
Well, and I agree with part of what you're saying, Mike. There are a lot of people out there who would advocate that, you know, you take this constitutional defense to court, and that's not what I'm advocating at all, because frankly, as it stands now, the average person in the United States is a citizen of the United States with a small c, and he is a 14th Amendment citizen. He is a subject, and he is subject to all statutes and all codes. And anytime you go to court and you try to plead that you're protected by the Constitution, you are not a party to the Constitution. And so in order for you to change your domicile, and the reason that you're not a party to the Constitution is because you are domiciled in the Federal District of Columbia. And so there's certain things that you have to do. One, you must kill your legal fiction that is created by your birth certificate. Two, you must revoke your Social Security card, and you must send notice to the government. Three, you must get out of debt. You cannot borrow money from the Federal Reserve because this puts you in commerce and puts you subject to all maritime and admiralty laws and Roman civil law. And so there's a whole bunch of prerequisites, and that's what I'm trying to explain to people, Mike.
Sure.
That there is a way to opt out, but it ain't easy because, you know, at every step of the way, you've been entrapped, you've been ensnared, you've been captured by your corrupt government, and everything is presumed to be true unless you challenge it.
Sure. Well, and I know, and I've been exploring this now for several years, and I talked to several people, and they say it's impossible to get rid of your Social Security number, and even if you can, you'll never be able to work anywhere. What's your opinion on that, and what's the best website, in your opinion, because I do value your opinion, to go to so I can more fully explore this?
Well, and again, I think the place to go is what I've been talking about all day. It's called freedom-school.com.
Freedom?
Freedom-school.
Freedom-school.com.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And keep in mind that the amount of material there is absolutely voluminous. I mean,
I'm about to lose your voice.
It's a tremendous amount of information there. So, you know, as I went out there, I thought, man, this is great. I'm going to go there right now and do this. And then it says, read this first. And that's about 60 pages long. And then there's an introduction to the Sovereign Defense Education Ministry, and then there is, you know, and I'm reading some of the things here. There's a checklist of things that you must do in order to get yourself ready to opt out of being a taxpayer. And until you do this, you know, you are a taxpayer. Now, once you do this, what happens is that you shift yourself outside of their jurisdiction, and as Robert Menard puts it in his thing, he says, you know, they basically throw us out and say, we can't hear you. And so the fellow that introduces Robert Menard in the Magnificent Deception video says that he is sitting in the court, and they're calling his straw man name out, but they're not pointing at him as the accused. And so this is exactly what he wants, is that his voice cannot be heard in their court because he's no longer in their jurisdiction. And he can do anything that is lawful, and he doesn't need a license to do it. And so to answer your question, can you work? Yes, you can work. Now, is anybody doing this? And, of course, my friend Jerry Kirk, and this was our show January 23rd, he has actually done everything that I'm talking about. He has rescinded his Social Security number. He has, you know, killed his straw man, so to speak. He has declared himself an inhabitant of the Republic of Arkansas. And so he lives without the United States. But he effectively has what could be considered a dual citizenship. And that is, he's a citizen of the United States Republic and a capital C citizen. And the point I was trying to make earlier is, you know, that with Connie Mack running for office and reading this part of the Constitution, is that since everyone now is a resident or a resident alien, that no one is an inhabitant, which it says in the Constitution that you must be an inhabitant to hold these offices. So you must be an inhabitant of the state for, I believe it says, 9 years in Section 3, Paragraph 3 of Article 1, or you're not, or you can't be a senator. And so no Congress, since the very first Congress, has been legally seated, I don't believe, because yeah, everyone is this 14th Amendment citizen.
Okay, well, hey, thanks a lot. So freedom-school.com is the place to go to check this out then.
Yeah, go to Freedom School, and again, you know, there's so much information there, it's hard to find the things that I'm talking about. If you send me an email, my email address, again, is phil.posderic, that's spelled P-O-Z-D-E-R-A-C, at yahoo.com. And I'll repeat that for listeners once again, they can get a pen. But send me an email, tell me what you're interested in. The document that I've been referring to is called A Path to Freedom. And it lays out exactly, you know, it lays out a basic checklist of things that you need to do and forms that you need to fill out. And basically what you have to do in order to become a free man in the United States is you must rescind all contracts with the corporate United States. And believe it or not, you have a lot of contracts with the government.
Without you even realizing it.
Pardon me?
Without you even realizing it, probably.
Well, of course. You know, when you signed your driver's license, you entered into a contract that was, in my opinion, totally undisclosed. Of course, they consider it to be disclosed because this is all public information. Anybody wants to can go to the law library and look it up. So it's all been disclosed. Have you ever been to a law library?
No, I haven't.
what do you think that 99% of people would say, Mike, if I asked them that question?
Probably say the same thing.
Probably say, no, I haven't been to a law library, never been to one. And that's the real problem, is that even if you went to the law library, unless you studied law and became a lawyer, you know, you're not competent to understand the laws because they're all written in code. And the code is all defined in these legal dictionaries. And of course, words have different meanings. So let me give you an example, Mike. When you were born, your birth certificate was sent to the Department of Commerce,
yep,
and it was registered there.
Sure.
So when I use the word registered, does that send up any red flags with you?
Yeah, it should.
It should, but it doesn't, because registered means that they wrote it down in a book somewhere in common usage. But in legal usage, the word registered means that you were placed as a bond or a surety or a guarantee. So the state, the Department of Commerce, has taken your birth, has listed you as a surety, as a guarantor, as a bond to pay their debts, and has issued you now a fictitious legal name. And this is why, you know, when we talk about Robert Menard's child being taken, he realized that when he registered his child with the state that he abandoned his child.
That's right.
And he created a legal fiction, and now the state assumed ownership of the child through the Maritime Salvage Acts.
Yep.
And so, effectively, when you register your child's birth certificate, he becomes a surety and owned by the state, and you no longer own your children, so the state can take them at will.
There's this website, and the name escapes me right now, but I can probably email it to you, where if you go to, I thought it was a prisoner number, but apparently it's the court docket number or whatever, and of course it's mainly for people that are going into prison for a fairly serious length of time, not an overnight drunk in public or a few day stint, but people that are going to prison for a hard time. There's this website that you can go to where if you put the number in, they're basically, in essence, sold as slaves on the stock market for their prison labor. Did you hear about that?
No, I haven't heard anything about that. Please send that to me. I'm interested to see this new slave trading strategy.
Yeah, because as I'm sure you know, they use prison labor for roughly 25 cents an hour, which is about the going price in Red China now. And so basically, you know, you have, I don't know if it's every prison, but probably most, where the corporations where the manufacturing base is either being shipped overseas or is being transferred to prisons. So basically, prisoners, and I guess, you know, to keep from being bored to death, they're probably happy to work for 25 cents an hour to buy the cigarettes and candy or whatever. And so, supposedly, now, because I don't know anybody that's been in trouble with the law. So I don't know, and I'm racking my brain right now trying to, my name is Mike, Meat Dog Cunningham. Meat Dog is my nickname. So be on the lookout. I'll try to send it to you maybe probably sometime today.
All right. Well, that would be great. And tell me that nickname again, Mike.
Meat Dog.
Meat Dog. All right. Yep. Mike Meat Dog in Maryland. Yeah. And for everybody out there, my email address is phil.hosderick@yahoo.com. And we're at 50 past the hour. Time is just flying by. We've got to go back to break. Mike, you're welcome to stay with me over the break. You're listening to Positively Unconstitutional.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that as a birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Attention, ladies. Dr. Arthur Perry is inviting you to participate in a nationwide giveaway of his Miracle Cream Night Skin. If you want smooth, firm skin with healthy collagen and elastin, you are eligible for a free 10-day supply of Night Skin, the skincare formula with proven results. Night Skin works while you sleep to even skin tones on your face and neck, exfoliate, and also reduce the appearance of fine lines. This one amazing cream does the work of four expensive products. If you want firmer, beautiful skin, and you're new to Dr. Perry's Night Skin, you're eligible to have a free 10-day supply rushed to your door. Here's how.
For your free 10-day supply of Night Skin, call 1-800-362-5848. You only pay shipping and handling. Call right now and ask for your free supply of Night Skin. Call 1-800-362-5848 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
Welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional. And we're down to the last 5 minutes of our second hour. Man, does time fly when you're having fun. We're talking to Meat Dog, Mike Meat Dog in Maryland. And Mike, any last words for us today?
No, I'm trying to go through my favorites. I'm trying to find that that site for you, and it's an interesting informational site in general, because it talks about how the Wizard of Oz is allegory for the Federal Reserve, and it's got some interesting stories on there. And if you peruse the site, you'll come across the part where you actually have corporations on the stock market, and you can actually put the number in there. And I can't vouch for it for 100%, but I think it's a core docket number or something, and it'll show you how much they're sold for or something like that. You know, it's a wild stuff, man. It's
incredible, really incredible the levels of depravity of those who govern us, and how
this
is a criminal activity. I mean, a for-profit corporation as our government. You know, how come people aren't told this? Why aren't we taught this in school? Why? Because they control the school. Why would they don't want to tell us this?
Oh, of course. And I'll try to get up with you. I'll try to get it some. So look out for Mike Meat Dog Cunningham, and I'll try to get that to you. And I'll get up there, and maybe somebody else might have something to say.
All right. Thanks very much, Mike Meat Dog Cunningham in Maryland. And for a last word, we're going to go to Dan in Illinois. Dan, we're almost out of time. You got 1 minute. State your case.
Okay, real good. What he was talking about, what you need to go is to activequote.fidelity.com. If you go in there, you can put your birth certificate number in there, your water bill, your electric bill, your full name, including middle, all in there, and you'll see how you're traded on the open market as a slave daily. People are going to be quite shocked. Again, it's activequote.fidelity.com. You want to go to Web Express, get quote. And what you need to look for when you get in there is CUSIPs. The CUSIP numbers are very important. But if you get around, they keep on changing this on us so that we don't find this information. But they have to keep it public for traders to invest in you, me.
So you actually have a CUSIP number just like a T-bill or a T-bond that people trade around.
Yeah, well, you actually, again, if you get in there, you got to watch how you play with this. So here, I'm going to give you a quick example. You get into activequote.fidelity.com, and you're looking for CUSIP numbers. Just take your simple... just take your utility bill. Take your, you know, gas, electric, doesn't matter. But what you have to do, because they keep on changing things, look at the numbers, divide them into three sections. So you can have three numbers, then put a space in there, three numbers, put a space in there. You can do the same thing with your Social Security number, but you put your Social Security number in there, put a space after the first three, but not after the last. So you'll have one space. If you get into Fidelity, but you have to go, it's hard to find your way around there. Again, they hide things. So if you go to activequote.fidelity.com, okay, and you're looking for the most important thing you need to look for is CUSIP numbers. And you run down a rabbit hole because you keep on popping up with CUSIP numbers. Now you want to take them CUSIP numbers and go back and do the same thing with the CUSIP number in there and keep on researching. And when they start repeating themselves, you'll understand.
And we're out of time.
Have a good day. It's been a pleasure.
Positively unconstitutional. Please stay tuned for Todd McGreevy and Common Sense Revisited coming up in the next hour. You've been listening to Positively Unconstitutional on the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Introducing the new